Where in Simenshin Selva Chesiv Ches, the Machaber says, Mavoi Shenishtatfu Bova Nishbar HaKora. If you had a Mavoi that everyone joined together in, and then the Korah that you were using broke. Also Chatzer She'erev Munach Bo, the Chatzer is Hapsuchos Lo, Mutar. So Chatzer that the Erev that you combined with is permissible, and the chatzeres that are open to it is permissible. Av chatzeres she'im psuchos also chatzer asuros, but chatzeres that aren't open to that chatzer which the erev is in, those are prohibited. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the ones that are open to it means that there is an opening or there's a window that you can carry from this chatzer to the other one without going through the mavoi. As well, the Mishnah Berurah says this is only if when it broke that it broke. This is only if the korah broke during the week. But if it broke on Shabbos, then you're allowed to carry in all the chatzeres, since the erev was existing during Bein Hashmashos, continues to allow you to carry from chatzer to chatzer, whether through psachim or through chorin, whatever it may be. Because once it was mutter going into Shabbos, it's mutter the rest of Shabbos as well to carry for those chatzeros. Just derech the mavoi would not be allowed. As well, the Mishnah Berurah says that those chatzeros which you're not allowed to carry in, even in one house, from a cheder to cheder, you wouldn't be allowed to carry in as well. And you have to warn people about this in places where they don't make a tikkun for the mavoi, that even with one house, you're not allowed to carry from room to room. And this is something that we'll see later on about hotels and hospitals carrying from room to room later on in Siman Shin Ayin. It begins to mention Samach Vav, Din Erev L'chatzer Shahar B'vene Adam Darim Bo. We give a little bit of a hakdama for this. Minator, you're not allowed to carry from Rosh HaSayachat to Rosh HaSarabim. And Shlomo HaMelech came along and said that you're not allowed to carry from one Rosh HaS to another Rosh HaS as well, because we're afraid that maybe you'll go from Rosh HaSayachat to Rosh HaSarabim. And the same thing is true. He established Eruvi Chatzeros, which would then allow people to carry from one house to another house and from a house to a chatzer. And that is what Shlomo HaMelech established to allow us to carry on Shabbos. So Sif Aleph, Chatzer Shaharbe Batim Psuchim. So if you have a Chatzer that many homes are open to, Asur Chachamim Latalta Mivatem L'Chatzer Achi Arvu. So the Chachamim prohibited one from carrying from one of those houses into the Chatzer until they make an Eruv. What does that mean to make an Eruv? Dehainu Shagovim Pas Mikol Bayis Ubayis. They would collect bread from each home, or money for bread from each home. They would split it up. V'nosnim Oso Be'echad Mi Batei Chatzer. And they would put the bread in one of the homes that's attached to the chatzer. Because through that, we then view it as though everyone lives in one house, and as though the whole chatzer is really designated to one house. This is what was done in order to basically combine everyone into one family by them chipping in to buy one piece of bread. And the same thing is true from house to house in the same chatzer or in the mavoi, even though the mavoi already has a lechi or a korah. And the reason for this is, why was it aser? The reason for this is that they prohibited in the first place that they were gozer not to carry from one Rosh HaS to another Rosh HaS, is because we don't want you to end up carrying from Rosh HaS HaYachad to Rosh HaS HaRabim. Within the chatzer itself, you'd for sure be allowed to carry in the whole area, and even from one chatzer to another chatzer, they didn't make such a gzeiras dafka from the house to another house, from the house to a chatzer. Sif Beis. Yoshvei Ohalim or Sukkos or Machne Shekifu Mechitza, people who are living in tents or living in Sukkos or in a camp, and they surround it with a Mechitza, people living in the desert or something like that. Ein Metaltel Me'ola Olachi Avakulim, you can't carry from one tent to another until they make an Erev together. Aval Shayara Shekifu Mechitza, Ein Srichim La'ari, but a caravan which was surrounded by a Mechitza does not require them to combine an Erev. Lefisha Kulum Uravim Venos Mohalim Kulum Lahem. Because they're already considered combined through the caravan, and those tents that they have aren't set tents where they're going to be living. The Mishnah Berurah explains that since there are no set tents for them to live in, it's only Derech Arai, that when the caravan stopped for a moment, that's when they would live in those. So it's not called that they are living in different homes or anything like that, and it's like they already have an Erev together.